If these are electrons, they are running around the center in different circles. And we know for sure now that if we load this stuff with energy, these electrons, they go to the next level, to another ring, and they remain charged like that. This is how the battery works. Then whenever we could extract that energy, that electron will go back to the circle it was through, right? This is the explanation we have, and it's almost valid. The problem is how this one will go there. If this one will move there, therefore there should be a time that we catch it in the middle here, right? There is no such a thing. It's impossible. Means between these two circles, an electron cannot exist. Then what happened? Until recently we didn't dare to confess. Yeah, there are things that in our science we don't confess. We don't say the known bodies. Then it wasn't this theory. It will vanish from this circle and will reappear in the other one. At the same time, it doesn't take time. How? Now we know that maybe that moment of net quantum, which nothing is bound to the other stuff like it is in the quantum, they will switch. Then we understand the behavior of not the silly one. There are the silly one and the nitty. When you split it into little ones and you pass the quartz and that stuff, then there is a silly stuff. The quartz itself will do that. It's there, right? When you look at it, it's not there anymore. It will be there. And I'm not going to go into details on how that serious stuff knows that through an electronic microscope I'm watching it or not. But it knows. Disappears, reappears. This is something that in the old physics was impossible. But now we know it's possible. So that's the quantum and net quantum. And it's really the idea of continuum of time. Old-fashioned way is quite ridiculous because we have found so many different proofs for that. We even succeeded to prove the relativity of time. Really, I mean, putting a watch here on my table, I'm putting a watch in a machine that goes fast enough, it comes back, and they were not synchronized. This was one of the things that I remember the night, because I was waiting for so many years. I was studying and thinking, what if we make 2 o'clock? One of them will go with the laptop and come back. Will be a delay or not? Not only it was exactly the amount that we calculated it should be. The theory was perfect. And there were 2 electronic clocks. They are out of sync. And nobody will see them again. So we know a lot about this stuff of being and not being. And I always avoided this tendency of making the figure of speech and things like that to look like magic. I have seen this tendency, because when you read this one, if you read it in Persian and you are a super nationalist or you're really mad, it's a Rumi's club and blah blah blah, you could say that he knew about the articulation, he knew about this. And these are nonsense. But the essence is perfectly clear that they knew. There is no smooth thing here. It's a process of happening. There is no being. Nothing is. Everything is becoming. Everything is moving. Because you find it in the philosophy of Mullah Sattar, he was a religious person. but in mathematics, he was genius, really. And he proved a lot of stuff, and at the end, one of the conclusions for him was that the essence of this universe is motion. And the essence of motion is God. This is how he sees the universe and talks about it. Yes, there is a lot to talk about, but I wanted to let you to read a little bit. I don't know if you, because at the end, you say, okay, if you know everything and you're a clever one and you want to study this further, study this. Hesamuddin Çelebi, the God. Who is Hesamuddin Çelebi? How are you going to study Hesamuddin Çelebi now? This is Hesamuddin Çelebi. This is the role of Hesamuddin. Hesamuddin is the guy who asked for this, he was managing the class, and who is writing the Masnavi, and later on will say, oh Hesamuddin, you are pulling this Masnavi here and there, where are you taking it? Take it with. He's the replacement of Shams for him. But Rumi, whatever he says, ask Hesamuddin. He knows that he's writing a timeless text. He knew that in the future I will study this. Hesamuddin is not here, but this is here. This is Hesamuddin to us. Because he made it happen, and he's writing it down. Therefore, he would say, ask him. Everything is there. If he wants to study it better, yes?
The hares coming to the lion, and the lion's anger wicked. The lion, incensed and wrathful and frantic, saw the hare coming from afar, running undismayed and confidently, looking angry and fierce and fell and sour. For by coming humbly, suspicion would be, while by boldness every cause of doubt would be removed. When he came further on, near to the shoe road, the lion shouted, ha, villain! I who have torn oxen limb from limb, I who have rubbed the ear of the ferocious elephant, who is a half-witted hare that he should thus throw on the ground my behest? Abandon the hare's slumber and heedlessness. Give ear, O donkey, to the roaring of this lion.
You need any explanation to that? Look at the Mr. Lion. First of all, he's sure that it's about size. I'm big, and you lift the stuff. Half rabbit. Nonsense. And you're so stupid that you're famous for what? That is not the story. All of you know Baffled, right? That story of the hare and the turtle. In that story, the hare is the stupid one because he sleeps. And he's sleeping and being careless will make him lose the race, right? Here, lion remembers that. And he will say, you stupid donkey! Quit that sleeping carelessness state of rabbit. Listen to while I'm shouting at you. He wants the attention of rabbit to the shouting. To be attentive. Yes? And here is the rabbit. Yes?
It says shuro for sad. Line 1153.
1153.
Livy defines it as the place near the door where visitors take off their shoes before advancing to the dais at the upper end of the room.